The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Dav Samach Zayin.
In past two shiurim we were speaking about ramifications of the halacha that it's usher to imazik somebody. I wanted to continue and say a few other interesting things related to this. One thing is that the Gemara in Bava Metzia discusses a case where a person's tree falls into his friend's yard. And the Gemara says that the tree owner is obligated to clean it up. He has to pay for the workers to clear out the remains of the tree. And the question is why? Tysus seems to indicate over there that the reason why he has to clean the yard out is because it's a mazik of bor. Or we know the Torah says that if you dig a bor, if you dig a hole in the ground and a shor or a chamor falls into the bor, you have to pay for the hezek. So too, this tree is somehow learned out of bor, without going into the details of why the tree would be comparable to a bor. Because that's a little bit beyond the scope of this shiur. The question on Taisus is, the Birch Shmuel asks, that we know Boer is Pater on Kalim. That the halacha is that the only thing that a person's chayiv for in the hezek of a Boer is a shor or chamor, animals. All animals. If an animal walks into a Boer, you're chayiv. But if, let's say, animal is carrying Kalim, and it falls into a Boer, you're Pater. That's why. If a person stops his car in the middle of the highway, somebody crashes into him. Even if the person, for some reason, was not able to notice that the car was stopped, or let's say a person puts down nails on the highway, as a better example, and a car drives over it and pops all of its tires, kedarka b'kodesh, the halacha is that the person who put down the nails is potter, because shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. On a bar, you only chayiv on niske misas behema and niske adam. If a person hurts himself on the bar, if a person damages his own body, then you chayiv. But you're not chayiv on hezek of kalim. So the question is, so if this tree falling down has some kind of connection to the idea of a bar, so why would you be chayiv for the hezek of the karka? What's getting damaged over here when the person can't use his yard? The damage that's occurring is that the yard is damaged. It's not a shor chamor that has damage, it's a yard. A yard has a loch of kalim. So therefore, the question I'll tell you is this, so why do you have to clean up the yard? So Rebaruch Ber over there says that the reason is because even though a boyer is potter on kalim, that's only after the fact. After the kalim are damaged, you're potter. But a person's not allowed to dig a bar. A person's not allowed to put nails on the highway and say, there's no cows or donkeys walking on the highway nowadays. It's only cars. And the car will get a popped tire. Big deal. It's kalim. It's a grum bin azakan. It's usher to do it. Since it's usher to do it, therefore, the halacha will be that we force you to take away the hezek. Right now you're being mazik. When your thing is lying in his property, you're being mazik every second. So we force you to stop being mazik the person's property. That's another example of this halacha, of this concept that the fact that you're not allowed to be mazik forces you allows Bezdin to force you to pay money in order to stop being mazik. Now, we said over Mordechai the other day that the Mordechai says that in relation to that Gemara that we spoke about the first day, that the Gemara says that if a person sells a land to Eina Yehudi on the border, on the boundary, next to Yiddish land, that the halacha is we force the seller to be mekabel kol onus d'mesialot, any hezek that comes because any Yehudi, he's going to pay for it. So the Mordechai writes something very interesting. The Mordechai derives from this Gemara that if a person is mazik begrama, if a person causes a hezek to take place, then even though generally speaking, if a person obligates himself to pay, let's say I want to obligate myself to pay money to somebody. So I have to have a kinyan, I have to have a shtar, I have to have some sort of method of finalizing the deal that I'm obligated to pay. But if a person, let's say, damaged somebody begrama, or is going to damage somebody begrama, and he accepts upon himself bedibur, that he's going to pay for it, he verbally promises that he's going to pay the other person money for it, he guarantees that he's going to pay money for that damage that came about through his own causing, the Mordechai writes that dibur is mechayev, it obligates him to pay, even though there's no kinyan and there's no shtar. So this has massive, massive ramifications. One of these ramifications is as follows. I'm going to be touching the tip of the iceberg. Some of these halachas are not agreed upon by everybody, but they're very important to remember. One example was, we were recently called in Beis Havad, a babysitter was on the phone. She was watching her children, and they're playing outside. They climbed up on a electric box. I don't know how big the electric box is, but some electric boxes around here are really high, and the child fell off and needed stitches. So the question was, the playgroup teacher was asking whether there's any possibility that she's obligated to pay for the stitches. Generally speaking, it will be very difficult to say that she has to pay for the stitches. Even though if a person actually hits somebody else and causes them an injury or wound, they have to pay ripui, they have to pay the doctor's bills. But when you accept a responsibility to watch a child for shomrim, by shomrim there's no din of, it seems pretty clear in the Gemara and Bava Kamma, there's no din of ripui by shomrim. Shomrim are only chaya for nezek, for the actual damage that took place, the thing. But ripui, the doctor's bills, you're not chayy for. Second of all, it's not 100% clear whether the din shmira on a person. Normally, the halacha is that Adam hukar shel karka, Adam has a din of karka, just like there's no din shmira on karka, there's no din shmira on a person. But in this case, it's very likely that this mora was pesheya, she was negligent, and by karka, she would be chayiv according to some paiskim, but according to other paiskim, you're potter by karka, even on shia, and it's likely that the mora will be able to say, kimli, she will be able to say, amoytzer v'elvaraya, prove to me that the halacha is that I'm chayiv to pay for hezek karka. A third angle to potter the mora would be, because, and this, I don't know if anybody actually takes this position, but it makes sense when asvara, although the Gemara seems to indicate the opposite, but the argument can be made that even if there would be a din shmira on, even if a person would not be hukash to karka, a person would not have a din of karka, nevertheless, ain damim ben chayrin. If a person is not a sellable item, so it's a person, we can take the position that you cannot be mamana shayrin, you cannot appoint somebody to be a custodian on a person. The Gemara seems to indicate that you could, But these are three points why it's hard to hear why the Mora should be chayiv. But on the other hand, keeping in mind this Mordechai that we just said over, that if a person accepts upon himself verbally to pay damages that he causes, and we'll just introduce another point quickly, that the Chasam Sofer says, Chasam Sofer writes in a tshuva, and the Shaar Mishpat also says like this, that if a person accepts responsibility to be shomer something, he accepts custodianship on an item, even let's say it's a shtar or a karka or avodim, that there's no din of shmira, there's no chi of shmira, but if he causes damage to the item, the grama, he will be chayiv, because it's as though he accepted to pay for any grama that comes because of him. So even though these things are exempt from shmira, but any damage that comes to these items because of his own, because he caused that damage, if he's the cause for any damage to these items, begrama, he'll be chayev because it's as though he accepted upon himself to pay for grama benazakin with regard to these items. So, if so, it's very possible that a bezin would find this motor responsible for the stitches. Why? Because she caused this damage. How did she cause the damage? She told the children to go outside. And obviously it's not wrong for her to tell her children to go outside, but she has an obligation. If she's telling them to go outside, she has to make sure she watches them, because at the end of the day, this damage happened because of her. It's not 100% clear what I'm saying now. There are achroinim who say that this is not called a grum minazakin. If you do a normal thing, which you're allowed to do, and then something, and then you're supposed to be watching and making sure nothing bad happens, and something bad happens not because of a new action that you took. In other words, the Mora tells the children to go outside. Nothing wrong with that, because she's allowed to tell the children to go outside. In fact, it's very, very recommended. The Mora, though, is supposed to be watching the children when they're outside. So do we say that the damage that happened ultimately is because of her action that she told the kids to go outside, or not? This is a very big question. There's a Chalkas Yoyev who says it's not considered a grum minazakin, but there's a strong raya that it is considered a grum minazakin, so it's certainly something that has to be litigated. The Mora should take responsibility and go to a Rav or a Bezdin to deal with this issue. Another interesting application of this Mordechai is as follows. Let's say you hire a Yiddish plumber to work on your house. So the plumber, obviously Jews don't do plumbing. So what happens is that he has some Mexican workers doing plumbing, and the Mexican workers are negligent, and they cause terrible damage to the house. There's a massive flood. They didn't tighten the pipes right, and there's a huge flood. What's the halacha? Is the Jewish owner of the plumbing thing, chayiv to pay for this damage that was caused by his workers? The argument can be made that no, why should he be chayiv? The guy that's working for him, that he's not chayiv for what the Goyish worker did. Elamai will tell me because the Jewish owner was mekabel shmira, he was mekabel to make sure that it's good, but there's no shmira on karka, and the house is mechabel karka. According to some poskim, mechabel karka is like karka, and therefore the halacha would be that the plumber, it would be potter for this hezek, one could argue. Because he could say, it proved to me that the halacha is that Tal Shul will say chibre, that a house does not have a din of karka. So I'll be potter for the karka. So the answer to that might be that according to the Chassam Sofer and the Mordechai, you'll be chayev. Why? Because since it's as though he accepted responsibility, and he caused this damage. How did he cause the damage? Because he told the worker, go work in that house and do this job. So if you tell somebody to do something, that's as though you caused it to happen. Therefore, it's possible, again, this is just a possibility, that the Jewish owner would be responsible for the actions of his employee. And indeed, there is a Gemara that seems to indicate that this is the case, and Rishonim and Bava Kama, and there's also a Tshuva in Divrei Shmuel, who says something even more extreme. He says that if a Baal Bayis hires a Goyish workers, and the Goyish workers cause damage, the Baal Bayis is chayiv for what the Goyish workers did.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.